You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
All right. Okay, now we're talking.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show talking about important aspects of pageantry to make sure you have your best pageant year ever. But before we get started today, I'd like to take a moment to say congratulations to all the contestants that competed at the Texas Galaxy Pageant this weekend, and, of course, a special congratulations to the new title holders. I emceed the pageant on Sunday, and I can tell you that the contestants were fabulous. It was an extremely competitive pageant, and you can check out some of the pageant photos on my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. Well, we have a very exciting show planned for you today. Contestants everywhere are constantly working on their personal fitness in order to get a top score at their pageant. But it's become more and more confusing with all the conflicting information out there regarding the best way to lose weight and improve muscle tone. Everybody's confused. Well, today we're going to be talking about how to sift through all of the information and get started on working towards your best pageant physique. Then later in the show, I'll be answering your calls and emails and sharing a motivational message so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment during today's show, we would absolutely love to hear from you. If you're a current title holder and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. If you'd prefer to just have your first name announced, that's perfectly fine, too. To join the conversation and ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. And international callers can dial 011-847-470-0937. We are looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, today's show is all about getting ready for the swimsuit or fitness segment of your pageant competition. And I'm excited because today's guest is a leader in helping create perfectly balanced pageant physiques. For over 20 years, Rocco Castellano, founder and CEO of Ask Rocco, has been telling it as he sees it. Rocco is a personal trainer to athletes, trainers, executives, beauty queens, and moms, as well as an outspoken advocate for consumer common sense. In his inimitable New York-born style, which he describes as a witty mix of Italian anecdote and irreverent candor, Rocco brings his life experience, professional training, celebrity status, and decades of experience to people all over America. To find out what Rocco can do for you, just visit his website at www.AskRocco.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rocco, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Valerie, it is an absolute pleasure. I mean, that intro was absolutely awesome. Thank you.
Should I do it again, Rocco?
Yeah, you know what? I love hearing you talk about how great I am. I got to tell you that.
Well, already we're off to a great start, Rocco.
I love it. I love it.
Well, you have been an extremely well-known celebrity personal trainer for a long time. Tell us how you got started as a personal trainer.
I got started as a personal trainer because I used to get beat up when I was a, you know, a kid. And I had, and my cousin, built this gym and it was like a mile uphill. And I know the whole joke, a mile uphill both ways, barefoot, whatever. But I literally did walk up this hill every day to go to my cousin's gym because I didn't like getting beat up anymore. And I was a pretty decent sized kid, but I was small. And I just wanted to make sure that the rest of my life I didn't get beat up. So I went to the gym and really learned and loved the whole business of it. And I learned the business of fitness from my cousin's gym, and really helping people started to become something that was churning inside of me. And I like to teach. I'm more of a teacher than I am anything else anymore. And that, when I was young, when I was 12, you know, between 12 and like 16 years old, I really learned about the body and how it worked. And it was just a really great experience for me. And then I started to help other people at the gym. And then I was getting bigger and I was, you know, I was looking better. And I stuttered for many years. And that's, and that was a real, you know, a real hindrance in my life because I couldn't talk, so people made fun of me. And I couldn't yell back or like talk back, so I became very angry and I started fighting. And the more I fought, the more I got beat up. So I didn't want to beat up anymore.
That's not a good story, Rocco.
No, it's not a good story, but that's kind of what got me started in the whole business. And then when I was 18 years old, I decided to buy my cousin's gym. And then the rest is history. I just became, I'm enthralled in wanting to be the best at what I can do for other people. And that's when I really started to change people's lives. And that's my whole life's mission, is basically to change the world 1 pound at a time. And I've seen over the past 20 years now that the people like the Richard Simmons of the world and the Jake Steinfields and the Tony Littles, they're selling people stuff left and right, and it's just not working. It went from 20 years ago that 25% of America was overweight, and now it's 65%. Something's not happened, and there's something broken in the world.
And I think a lot of people are confused because there's so many different people out there saying, in some ways, completely contradictory things. I know I'm confused, and I don't know how to work out. I don't know how to eat. But you have been doing this for a long time. Of course, you've been, all of the celebrities' secret training, secret training partner that we didn't necessarily know about. But I know that you became familiar to a lot of Americans when you were featured on an Emmy award-winning episode of MTV's Made. I'm familiar with that episode, but tell our listeners who haven't seen that episode a little bit about how you got involved in that episode and what happened during the show.
Well, I'm very well known. I mean, extremely well known for being able to take weight off of, especially women, but also men, very, very quickly and very safely. I've been doing that for pageant girls and for beauty queens for almost 10 years now. And that actually stemmed from me being able to take fat off very, very quickly for football players, like pro football players, before they went into training camp. And so I kind of carried that over to pageants because I would get, and it drove me insane, girls and the mothers of these girls would come to me 6 weeks before the pageant and say, oh, I have to, my girl or my daughter needs to lose 15 pounds by the pageant, or like 22 pounds by the pageant. Can you help us?
Right. So how did you get involved in the MADE project?
Well, because I was doing so much work with the pageant girls and getting the weight off of them quickly, that when this girl, Christine Kaufman, was picked to do MADE, she was supposedly 185 pounds, and she wanted to be a model. So
she needed to lose weight quickly to be a model. Is that it?
Well, because they do those, and you know this, they shoot that episode within 6 weeks.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
And it's very, very quick, like video shoot. So when she came to me, first MTV came to me and said, listen, we read all about your programs, this and that, and we need you to take 20 pounds off this girl. She weighs 185 pounds, and we need her to look a lot different so when she goes to this competition. So I said, well, 20 pounds is pretty easy in 6 weeks. That's no big deal. Well, the problem was that when she came to me, she was 219 pounds.
Oh, she was much more. Oh, no. What did you do?
I was told 185, and she was 219 pounds. Well, I kind of, you know, I didn't really freak out, but I had to call the producers and say, this will never work. I can't take 20 off of somebody that's 219 pounds because she'll be 1 pound under 200 pounds. She'll basically look the same.
Right.
So I'm going to have to do something drastic and take 30 pounds off of her. And they were like, phew, that's insane. Can you really do it? I said, yes, I can. It's going to be very, very hard. You're going to have to let me train her. And they didn't let me train her.
Oh, they didn't?
Before so, they
got, so how did she do it?
Well, the first 2 weeks, I only saw her for 2 days out of that 2 weeks. And she was doing a program, or supposedly doing the program that I gave her. But the problem was she didn't lose, you know, she lost maybe 5 pounds in that 2 weeks. Now,
right.
You know, like the experts say that, that's good, but not for me. She needs to be losing at least 8 to 10 pounds in the first week.
Right.
So I got a little, you know, I was a little upset with MTV and her because I wasn't able to get to her. So then I just told MTV, listen, just give her to me. Make sure that I'm, you know, that she's there with me, and I'll be more than happy to take the weight off of her.
Right.
Well, they let me go. They let me do it, and so I had 30 days to basically take off the rest of the weight, which she gained 4 pounds before she got back to me. So I had to take literally 30 pounds off of her in 30 days. And so I just really, I just kept her, and she had to train on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, twice a day with me for only a half an hour each time. It wasn't like she was like training with me for like a million.
So they weren't like marathon sessions.
No, because the way that I train is I do it. We make a program that's specific for that person, and like I had. You know, like I always talk about, you have to develop a symmetry first, and then the fat comes off. The fat just comes right off. So
right, and that show was amazingly successful because obviously it went on to win an Emmy Award. How would you say that pageant contestants' training needs are unique when compared to regular everyday people who are training?
Well, first of all, they have to get up on stage in front of hundreds and sometimes thousands of people in a swimsuit. So, and they're being judged. They're literally being judged on their body. You know,
right.
The average person just wants to look good in their clothes and at the pool. And, you know, but they're being critiqued on what their body looks like. So it better look good. And they're getting points.
So ideally, Rocco, I mean, I know that you know, you're a professional, you're an expert, you can take off 30 pounds in 30 days. But if the contestant is working on her own, maybe with some of your resources or, you know, working out on her own, how much time should contestants really allow to get in perfect pageant shape so that they're not cramming at the last?
Well, the real answer to that is it should be about 12 weeks out. I like people to start out, you know, 6 months getting their head into the game. But the real workout and the real getting down to brass tacks of it is about 3 months out or 12 weeks out. That's when most pageant girls should be actually really doing something. If you wait for 6 weeks, for 4 weeks, most of the girls are just starving themselves, and they're not going to look right in their own skin on that stage. And you can absolutely tell when somebody has either done too much cardio or have starved themselves compared to somebody that actually worked out correctly.
Right. Now, I know, and now that you're mentioning cardio, let's talk about that. You say that aerobics is not the best way to lose fat, and you encourage contestants to do that with weight training. We've heard for so many years, I know a lot of contestants have heard this and they're doing this. We've heard that aerobics is the way to go. Why do you disagree on this point?
Well, I don't just disagree. I strongly disagree, and I have so much research to back it up. Way back when, okay, back in 1968, when most of your listeners weren't even born yet, this guy named Dr. Cooper, kind of invented aerobics. Okay, he wrote a book about it, and then created the Aerobics Institute, or the Cooper Institute.
And, right, up there in Dallas, right?
Right, right. And that was, and after that book, everybody said, oh, well, that's the greatest way to lose fat. You're going to burn fat by doing aerobic training. Well, what Dr. Cooper forgot to tell people is that the body is the greatest adaptive, like a mechanical being. It adapts very, very quickly to stress and exercise. And don't let anybody tell you anything else, but exercise is real stress. And stress, when the body is stressed, it's very, very serious about adapting to that stress and then overcoming that stress, so that you will never have to deal with that discomfort ever again. So if you run, or let's say you walk, okay, you walk or run 1 mile today, well, you'll burn, let's say, 300 calories on that run. Well, tomorrow when you run, you literally have to run a mile and a quarter to expend the exact same amount of calories. So
wow.
You have to keep doing more and more and more. So you can be running for like two miles, and you'll only be expending the same 300 calories because the body adapts and becomes efficient at burning fuel. Dr. Cooper didn't tell people that. So they were constantly running, and then, you know, I hear this from girls all the time. Well, I run, you know, for 45 minutes every single day, and they've been doing it for now 2 years. They're
right.
Not doing anything for themselves.
Right.
Now.
Well, listen, we need to take a break, Rocco. This is all fascinating. We're talking with pageant fitness expert Rocco Castellano of www.askrocco.com. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can use weight training to achieve symmetry and burn those calories to lose fat right here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you entering your first pageant and feeling a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today. Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.